Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is found on Chaf Hei Omid Beis and begins with Simin Yudala, which teaches us the halachas of who is allowed to make tzitzis. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, tzitzis she'asa'on eino Yehudi posel. If a Gentile, a non-Jewish person, makes tzitzis, they are not considered kosher. Dichsiv, because the pasuk tells us, daber el b'nei Yisrael. Parsha of tzitzis tells us that this is a specifically commanded to the Jewish people, lafuki eino Yehudi, as opposed to a non-Jewish person. In Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph, he writes, Pirush Shehitilon Bebeged. What are we talking about over here when we say that was made by a non-Jewish person? It means inserting the fringes into the garment through the hole. That is possible. Afilu b'Yisrael almid agabo. Here it's no good, even if a Jewish person is standing over the person, umulamdeu lasos l'shma, and tells him, please do this for the mitzvah of making tzitzis for a Jewish person to wear, it's still no good. That is in contrast, he says, the iluim tovon eino Yehudi oshazarin, as opposed to the spinning or the twisting the tzitzis, which we said previously, ba'ofen zeh kosher la rosh. While it was a machlokis earlier in Simon Yud Aleph, the rosh paskin that as long as a Jewish person was standing over the non-Jewish person or the cheirishota and katan in those situations and said is being done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis during the spinning and twisting, it would be acceptable, at least according to the rosh. Here the Mishnah Berurah adds, "V'davko im techovo beknaf o asal chuy o akesh rishon." When is the non-Jewish person not allowed to make the tzitzis if he does the first knot? He inserts it through the hole, makes the first knot and the first windings. That is something that must be done by a Jewish person based upon the pasuk Daber b'nei Yisrael. However, if that was done by a Jewish person and the non-Jewish person then continues, if the non-Jewish person then continues and does the rest of the windings and the knots after the first one, that is just a beautification, that's just a mitzvah to do it this way, to follow the words of the rabbis, but that doesn't get included in the pasuk that it must be done by a Jewish person, and it would be kosher in this situation if a non-Jewish person did the remainder of the knots and the windings after the first knot and winding was done. The Bir Halacha brings down that this reasoning over here of this pasuk is based upon the Hagos Maimoni, as brought down by the Maram and as well as the Mordechai. And there is another reason from the Rabbeinu Tam, which he doesn't bring down over here, which is Kol She'eno Bilevisha Eino Ba'asiya. Somebody is not obligated in the wearing of tzitzis, so then they're not allowed to make them. And we'll see this as the Nafkamina in a moment that we'll get back to as we read the next line in the Mechaber. The Mechaber then writes, V'ha isha kishayro lasoson. A woman is permitted to go and make the fringes into the garment and to tie them and to wind them, even the first windings and the first tie. That is the opinion of the Mechaber. This is based, the Halacha Berurah says, on the fact that in the Beis Yosef he writes, Kein hamina ga'olam lahokel, because this is the way most of the Rishonim hold, and as well, it's logical that they should be included in this mitzvah of making the tzitzis, even though they are not included in the mitzvah of wearing them. And this is, in fact, the psak of the Sfaradim, as outlined by the Mechaber in both the Beis Yosef and here in Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ramah brings down, and this is in fact the psak that Ashkenazim follow, Hagah, v'yesh machmirim lahatzrich anoshim shiyasu osan. We are machmir to make sure that the tzitzis are put in to the hole, and the first knot and the winding is made by a man. V'tov lasos kein l'chachila. And this is in fact what should be done l'chachila by the Ashkenazi community. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatim Beis writes, this requirement to have a man do this and not a woman is afilu omid al gabon lo mahani. A man standing over a woman, according to the psak of the Ramah, would also not be good because the chsib b'nei Yisrael v'asu. It says daber b'nei Yisrael v'asu lahem tzitzis, and that v'asu goes back on the b'nei Yisrael mashma gam l'mait b'nos Yisrael, according to the Ramah. In Sifkat and Gimel, he adds that this is only talking again about the insertion of the fringes into the beged itself. But as we had previously pointed out, hatviyah v'ashzira, the spinning and the twisting, that was mutar yidei noshim, as long as they have the proper kavana, which could either be them saying that they have the proper kavana or a man standing over them and reminding them to have the proper kavana. In Sifkat and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, same halach applies to a child. V'chein roi v'nokun shelo lasos l'chadchila hatalis hatolas hatzitzis b'veged shel gadol ayidei katan pachos yud gimul shonim. L'chadchila, a child under the age of bar mitzvah, a boy under the age of bar mitzvah, should also not be making the tzitzis. But if he is 13 years old, and one day he's bar mitzvah, even though he doesn't have physiological maturity, doesn't have the two pubic hairs, then one can rely upon such a person making the tzitzis, tying the knots on the tzitzis onto the garment, and one shouldn't have to be machmir not to use such, even though you don't know for certain that he is physiologically a gadol. Mishnah Berurah says, "Va'arutzo sachaya mekel afilu lechatchila yidei katan." He allows a katan to even do it initially, lechatchila, even though he's under the age of bar mitzvah. But v'chol zeh dafka begodol omid al gabo hamalamdeyu lasos lishma. But that's with the caveat that there's a gadol standing above him, making sure that he's doing it lishma, which means that throughout the entire process, the gadol has to be there, as we pointed out previously, and is seen again here in Dirshu footnote number 3. Avo belav hachi, but if you don't have the gadol standing over the katan the entire time, afilim kvar hitilam akatan bebegit, even if they're already tied on by the katan, you have to undo them. Tzorich latirim lachso litnam, you put them back in, because it doesn't have the guarantee that it's lishma. Regards to the woman again, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Hay says that bidyevet, the woman making it, would be mutter, even afilu below omid al gaba, she is believed, if she says she did it properly, then it's good bidyevet, lechatchila, we should try not to do this, but bidyevet, it would be good. In the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim writes, reason of the Rabbeinu Tam, the kol she'eno bilvisha, eno be'asiyah, points out that while not everybody is concerned with this, since this is brought down as well by poskim, that this is the halacha, therefore one should not let a katan do this lechatchila, as is the practice that we just mentioned before. Upashut, however, he says, for himself, a katan is allowed to make his own pair of tzitzis. Many of the young school children, they're taught by their rabbeim, and as a young age, they make their own pair of tzitzis. He says, there's absolutely nothing wrong with this. As long as you're dealing with children that are of an age that they are understanding the mitzvah of tzitzis, and they themselves, through a din of chinuch, are obligated to wear tzitzis, so then they can make their own tzitzis. Interestingly, in Dirshu footnote 7, he brings down a whole discussion whether the mitzvah of chinuch is on the katan himself or on the father. And he brings down over here, it seems that the mitzvah of chinuch is on the katan himself, although this is a widely discussed and debated subject in the Gemara and Brachos and Megillah and by the Poskim. Based upon this, the Chafetz Chaim continues and says that the young child can be motzi himself with his own tzitzis, and furthermore, even when he becomes a bar mitzvah, he can continue to wear those tzitzis, because that's an after-the-fact situation. Kibidiyeved damya, and ubidiyeved, one doesn't have to be choshesh for this tam of the Rabbeinu Tam, plus we have an idea that ubidiyeved is now at this point considered like a lechatchila, if something is after the fact, so you can rely upon it even lechatchila. But of course, this is only true if he knows for certain that when he put them on himself as a katan, he did it lishma, he did it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. In Dirshu note number 4, he brings down that the Prima Gadim writes, L'shtei sa'aros ein medachtikim, we don't have to be concerned about the potential for physiological maturity in this situation, which implies ein tzorich livdok, that he is physiologically mature, you don't have to check. However, if you know for certain, avolim yodua shalohevi, ein okosh l'hatil tzitzis, such is the opinion of the Prima Gadim. However, he brings down the Tevas Goma, who says, Evsho lismoch al chazoka derova, one can rely upon the famous chazoka derova. Rava in the Gemara Nida says, kol shegil l'shonim ein otzorich bedika, if you've reached the chronological age, you don't have to do an inspection. One can assume that the majority of children have reached 13 years of age are also physiologically mature. This is called the chazoka derova. It's a principle that's found throughout Shas and is a very important principle. So the Tevas Goma writes over here, kivon sheyesh kan svek sveka, we have a double suffix over here. Number one, maybe or maybe not, he has the shtei saros. We haven't checked. And number two, maybe we kapaskin like the opinion, like the Mechaber does, shekotin yochol lahatil tzitzis, that a katan is permitted to put on tzitzis, and therefore you have a svek sveka, and the katan certainly can be relied upon if he's reached chronological maturity, even if you do not know that he has or has not physiological maturity. The Halacha Brura goes into great detail about this famous machlokes as to whether a katan who has reached the age of chronological maturity is automatically able to do all the mitzvos or only mitzvos derabbanan. He quotes the Magen Avraham, who says, We cannot rely upon this chazaka for any mitzvah d'oraisa. This is the famous shita that, for example, a bar mitzvah boy who is 13 years old doesn't learn parshas zachar because that's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and we can't guarantee that he's an adult according to all standards. It's only the chazaka of Rava that we rely upon. However, many disagree with this, and Noda Behuda writes, in detail, to push aside this opinion of the Magen Avraham, and he says, the chazaka of Rava is a chazaka gemura, afle inyon mitzvah daraisa, even for daraisa, and the Bira Halacha in the Halacha Brura brings many, many additional achronim who hold like this. So you have the Tehillah of David, who says that even if you do an inspection and he doesn't have shtei saros, you could still say he's kosher because maybe his pubic hairs have fallen off, shema noshru. This is too big a subject for us to discuss further right now, but Ayin Sham there in the Halacha Brura for much more depth. Finally, the Dirshu footnote 1 brings down a Prima Gadim who says, what about a ger, a convert? Would he be permissible to make tzitzis? So while he brings down a potential to think not, he concludes, Mimeluk Sherim Hemli Asosa, a ger, a convert can certainly make tzitzis, and there's no reason to think that he should not. Sif Beis. Hitil Yisrael Tzitzios Bebeged Below Kavona. If a Jewish person puts on the tzitzis into the garment, and he does this without kavana. So, imein tzitzios acherim mitzuyim lachshiro, if there is no other pair of tzitzis, it could be that there's no time to do it, he can't find it, there's no other pair, for whatever the reason, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, yesh lismoch al harambam shemachshir. One can rely upon the opinion of the Rambam, which we'll see, says that you do not need kavana when you put on the tzitzis, you need kavana by the spinning and the twisting, but you don't need the kavana on the hatola, on the placement, and that's the sheet of the Rambam. One can rely upon this to wear these tzitzis, but the Mechaber says, avo lo yivorech olav, but do not make a bracha on such a pair of tzitzis, because there are those that say that it's not kosher. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sivkot and Vav, and he says, "Wrote Salomar, Sha'osu ha'kesher el yon shumi daraisa b'li chavana." We're talking here about when he made the first knot, which is the obligation in daraisa in terms of putting on the tzitzis, and he did that without kavana. However, all the other knots in the windings, avolim kosha kesher el yon v'chuya achas b'kavana, if he did the first knot and the first winding properly with the shem mitzvah tzitzis concept, afal pish also sharak shorim v'chuyos achakach shelo lishma, if all the rest were done not lishma, as we already pointed out, they could even be done by a non-Jewish person, gam b'dika tzitzis acherim yesh lachshir, even though you have another pair of tzitzis, there's absolutely nothing wrong l'chatzila with using this pair of tzitzis, and in fact making a bracha on it. If Katan Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Rambam Shita. He says, Afilum also hatzliya, v'gam kol aksharim v'chuyu shlo b'chavona. According to the Rambam, even if you had zero kavona, you weren't doing it l'shem mitzvah. He holds the svirulei af al gav deboy tviyah l'shma. Even though I hold that you need to spin the tzitzis l'shma, nevertheless, mikol makom hatzliya lo boy l'shma. The Rambam holds that you don't need to insert them into the talus and make the beged, the knots and the winding l'shma. And he brings this down from the pasuk b'nei Yisrael, lafuke ove gilulim. The pasuk tells us b'nei Yisrael have to do this, but not l'shma. It means not as opposed to a non-Jewish person. Shma mino de Yisrael b'li kavana kosher. But a Jewish person who does it even without kavana l'shem mitzvah tzitzis is acceptable. The ain lomar, and don't say, yatira mi abeged, go and take them off from the beged, v'yachsev yitnim b'kavon l'shem mitzvah. Don't say you have to re-put them back on. Now, why not? Why not say that? So the Mishnah Berurah says, we're talking here about the ma'irish who's somuch l'shabbos. We're talking about when he doesn't have the opportunity to do so. It's 2 minutes before Shabbos, and if he takes them off, he won't have them ready in time for Shabbos. Then shows latirim l'koshim. You don't have time to insert them and tie them properly. Alternatively, inami shenifsak, echa me'roshav, v'gam, or if there is a shortening of the strings, they were cut off in some way that it's only good b'di'evid, but if you undo them, you're not allowed to use such strings, and he won't have strings then to put the tzitzis on, so you can rely upon this opinion of the Rambam b'di'evid, and that's why we don't make you do it l'chatchila again to reinsert them to be yotzei everybody. In Sivkot and Chesin, explaining why we don't allow you to make a brach on this is because many of the poskim, Rashi, the Rosh, Tosfos, all hold the ba'ino midaraisa gam kin t'liyah lishma, that you have to have the insertion, and certainly the knots and the first windings done lishma, in order for the tzitzis to be kosher, that you can make a bracha on them. And the pasuk saying that you can't have a guy do this, the reason for that is to tell you that even with the Yisrael omid al gabov, it's no good. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Tzorich li'izor l'chatchila, one should be careful initially, kodem atliya, before you insert the strands into the hole, Sheyotzi bisvasav, you should verbalize, say out loud, beferish, specifically, shetola kol elu atzitzis l'shem tzitzis. You're doing this l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And that, in fact, is the lashon that the Chazon Ish says. You should say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Interestingly, in the issue note 16, they point out that the Chazon Ish actually holds that you don't need, nowadays, that we don't have tcheles. According to the Chazon Ish, we didn't have tcheles. Ein tzarech tchivu l'shmo klal. You don't need this requirement to have it l'shmo, but he says, nevertheless, you should say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. The halacha brewer brings down that some even go so far as to say l'shem yichud kutshu prior to the insertion of the tzitzis to show furthermore the proper kavanas that you have. But as long as one says at least verbally l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, one certainly is yotzi l'chatchila. The halacha brewer adds over here that you don't need a separate new kavan on each part, but if you have the kavan at the beginning, you say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis at the beginning, it goes on the insertion of all four of the corners and for all the knots and for all the chulyos. As long as you have that initial kavan which you said out loud, you're certainly a yotze. In the Bir Halacha, he brings down that you ideally should say it out loud, but if you only thought it, then near a li, he says, the yuchal levarach lav, you could still make a bracha on it because of a svek svek over here. One, maybe the halacha is that it's good with the machshava alone, like the Rosh says in the halachas ketanas. And number two, maybe the halacha is like the Rambam here that you don't need kavana. Alternatively, there's another pshat that while the spinning, it's not clear that you're doing l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, certainly putting the tzitzis through the hole and tying them, stomu l'shmo koi. It's clear that you're intending to do l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and therefore, l'chatchila, one can make a bracha on this if you only had in mind b'machshava, l'chatchila, yose tov shiyotzi came b'fib b'feirish. You should verbalize it. That concludes today's shir.